47 of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a Phoenix Files episode. So it's an interview I did at the recent Phoenix Comic Fest in Phoenix, Arizona. And this interview is with Glenn Rain. He is an artist for Blizzard Entertainment, and he's someone I've met several times. His art is absolutely incredible, and I wanted him to come on and get a chance to talk about his art. It's one of those situations where a lot of the art that's created by Blizzard creators like Glenn, you see it on loading screens, you see it on marketing materials, advertising, the boxes of the games, the front of the actual video game box. And people just don't realize, hey, there's somebody that had to create that. There's somebody that drew that. For some reason, people think there's like some magic button that Blizzard presses, like the magic awesome art button, and they push the button and the art just comes out, right? No, everything that has to be, everything that's used is created by somebody or teams of somebody. So, Glenn tells a story in the interview about people coming up and saying, wow, that your art looks like just like what the Blizzard art looks like. Great fan art, man. And he's like, well, actually, no, I'm the one that actually created the images. I'm the one that helped design, what the Lich King looks like and things like that. So his art is absolutely incredible. I encourage you, if you see him at a show, to stop and chat, pick his brain, and check out his art, because it's really amazing. So always great to see Glenn at a show. Glad we got a chance to sit down and talk, and I hope you enjoy the interview. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace coming to you once again live from the floor of Phoenix Comic Fest. I have illustrator Glenn Rain with me. So first of all, thanks for joining me, Glenn.
Yeah, sure.
I think the first time I met you was Long Beach, walking by your table, and there was this Lich King print that I knew my son just had to have. Your art's incredible. So why don't you tell our listeners,
awesome.
What is it that you do, Glenn?
Well, I've been at Blizzard Entertainment working on Warcraft, Starcraft, Diablo for nearly 15 years now. So I work on a lot of high-profile illustration artwork, marketing artwork, book covers, magazine covers. I dabbled in art directing licensed products also for a little bit. So, yeah.
So when they see Warcraft images, Starcraft images, Blizzard images, it's a very good chance that you had a hand in it.
For sure, yeah.
And are we talking about some of the images that show up in the game as well, like transition screens and stuff?
Yeah, load screens, patch art. Kind of forget about that stuff sometimes.
That's awesome. So it would be fair to say that your art has probably been seen by millions of people.
I think so. Yeah. It's hard to gauge
wrap
the
your
scope
head around
of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
That's incredible. And I think that so many times when you're sitting there, you're playing a game, you see the load screen and you just like, oh, that's you, man. That's you. That's
awesome.
Well,
I appreciate
that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess so.
How did you get started doing this? Did you always draw when you were a kid and kind of...
Yeah, I was really into superheroes as a kid. I drew on my blocks before I could remember. I was always mad at my younger self for destroying my blocks. Because I still like to build castles and stuff. I've always been interested in the fantasy side of things.
Okay.
Willow was one of my favorite movies. And of course, yeah, getting into superheroes and comics. I really wanted to draw comics for a little bit until I was rejected by Marvel. And that kind of led me into a different path. Started playing D&D, saw that whole world, and realized that fantasy artwork was where I wanted to be. Then started playing Blizzard games. And there was also Interplay. I don't know if you remember Interplay back in the day. They made Baldur's Gate.
Yep.
And another pretty good game that I can't remember the name of right now. And it was either those two, Interplay or Blizzard. They went under, Interplay did, so
Blizzard was it.
Left, yeah.
So you went to college for art and then found your way?
Yes, I did.
And how did that happen? You just like submit, I mean, because I'm sure there are aspiring artists out there like, man, I'd love to do stuff for Blizzard. How did that, I mean, I imagine it's an arduous process, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had my target set, like I described, and you know, I went through Art Center, College of Design in Pasadena. Got a little flack for always painting, you know, guys in armor and stuff. I think they want a little bit more high art
right.
type stuff going through their program. But, you know, that's where I wanted to go. And I just kept chugging at it and found myself there one day.
Wow, that's awesome. What's your work process like? Do you work traditionally? Do you work digitally?
A bit of both, actually. I try to do oil paintings whenever I can, mm-hmm. although they're few and far between. Most of my work is digital, but I'll start out with pencil drawing. Sometimes I'll work that pencil drawing into a tighter drawing that actually looks like an actual
right.
pencil drawing rather than scribbles and scratches. But most of the time, yeah, I'm refining in Photoshop. Go from a drawing to a color rough. Usually I have to check in with stakeholders throughout that process. So send in the drawing, make sure the art director is cool, send in the color rough, make sure everyone's on board with that. And then I work from color rough to final, usually in the course of 2 to 3 weeks.
So you would probably prefer to do oil, but digital is just more practical.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sitting at a desk all day has its benefits. I mean, it's chill. I put on my headphones, I watch Netflix,
right.
just zone out. But yeah, there's something about getting into it with oil. I mean, I have an easel, so I'm standing up, I'm
right.
mixing paint. You know, the smell is can be toxic, so I recommend like some kind of air ventilation. But yeah, it's just something about it. You have to finish in that moment because
right.
the paint's gonna dry.
Yeah.
Where digital, you can make a couple scratches, get distracted by what's going on with your TV show you're watching, and yeah. So I find it much more. It feels right. It's much more artistic.
Right. Now, for aspiring artists, though, like we were talking about before, you still would recommend, like, the actual physical art of drawing and learning your fundamentals, right? I mean, don't learn things digitally. Like, it's important to have your fundamentals down, like, the old school way, right?
Absolutely. I think you need, well, you don't need to, but it certainly helps you hone your process. With an oil painting, there's no going back, there's no control Z. You know, you have to really think it through before going into it, or as you're going into it. You usually have to work from the background to the foreground. You have to decide, you know, what you're gonna tackle that day in that hour or two that you have. And so there's nothing like doing traditional to really kind of hone your digital process. I see a lot of young artists kind of going all over the place, you know, painting scratches, and then they hone in and detail out one specific spot and spend hours and hours on that spot and kind of forget the rest of their painting, because they can zoom in and
right.
you know, get an inch away from their monitor. You know, with a painting, you can step back, it's there, you're seeing the whole thing all the, you know, the entire time. And I think there's a huge benefit to that.
Now, what is it that you enjoy most about your work other than getting to draw cool guys in armor?
You know, it's drawing cool guys in armor. I think the coolest thing about my work is, you know, the people I interact with. You know, the IP that I work on to World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, all that. I haven't done much Overwatch, but all those things are so imaginative, and the fact that I get to dip my toe in that every day, and you know, there's a ton of other people creating these characters too, and I get to see what they create and get inspired by that, and then I in turn, like, you know, might tweak it or something, or you know, have some fun with it, and Yeah, I think it's just like this circle of inspiration that happens.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about interacting with your fans. I mean, you mentioned wanting to be a comic artist, and even they, at some level, don't interact with their fans a lot. But I imagine for you, it's maybe even a little less. It's not like Blizzard's putting you out there, like you're putting your picture on the you know, back of the video game. So do you find it sometimes challenging to find places to interact with fans?
Yeah, and you know, I think that's why I do these conventions. It gives me a bit of perspective, actually, because most of the time, you know, I see BlizzCon, the fans are going yay, cheering all the games and stuff, and I see all that cheering, and yeah, it's for the games, it's for you know, the characters that other people, the collaboration of all of Blizzard, right? And that's cool. I don't mind that. I'm not a guy that really needs to be in the spotlight or anything.
Right. So they see this amazing art, yeah, and they're just, they forget there's a face behind it to some extent, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. They see the Blizzard tag, and they think it comes from this Blizzard machine. And, you know, and there are a ton of people there working on different right. pieces of artwork, and that's true to some degree. But there are a select few illustrators that actually put out artwork that, you know, are meant for that window to the game. And yeah, Blizzard doesn't really advertise, you know, who those artists are,
yeah,
and that's fine. But it is kind of nice to come out and interact with people, and they see the art scrolling through my iPad. They're like, oh my gosh, you're the guy. You do all this? Like, you know, and it feels good, I gotta say. It does feel good.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of the reason I wanted to have you on, because I had that reaction when I first saw your work. I mean, you don't, because like you said, you see these cool load screens, or you see the cool artwork on the video game covers or the marketing or whatever, and I don't know, somehow in the back of your mind you think Blizzard just pushes a button, cool artwork button, here we go, right?
Yeah.
It's not that at all. And when I first saw your artwork, I'm like, yeah, you're the guy. So that's so awesome. I mean, yeah, just the fact that when you're seeing these load screens, that, I mean, you don't even think about the fact that, yes, somebody had to create that, and that guy, a lot of times, is you. Obviously, as you said, there are other people that work on it. So hopefully we can get the word out.
Yeah.
If people want to follow you on social media, find out when you are at these shows, like, where's the best place to follow along?
I've been posting a little bit more to Instagram. I recently, about a year and a half ago, started an account. I'm a little bit of a late adopter. Facebook, I guess. ArtStation, I've been posting more on ArtStation. Have a gallery on DeviantArt. I need to do better about social media, to be honest, but I'm getting there.
All right, well, I'll put links to all those places in the show notes, and hopefully if fans start reaching out, it'll prompt you to be a little more active. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know other than to get, I mean, listeners, let me just say before Glenn answers that question, you get a chance to see Glenn at a show, you get a chance to get one of these prints, and you don't have to wait for the load screen. You can look at it anytime you want. So anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, Glenn?
You know, there's just a lot of people that help me do my job well, and it's art directors like Chris Robinson and Chris Metzen and so many other people at Blizzard. You know, there are a lot of hands that help develop everything, and there's a lot of credit that's due to those guys too, and girls. So I just want to give a shout out to my Blizzard friends.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining me. Hope you have a great rest of the show.
Cool. Thank you very much.